Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Lucky to be here today, George, actually. I keep falling asleep on public transport.
Oh, how do you do that? I've never understood how anyone can do that. Talk me through it. Do you just completely forget where you are?
Yeah, well, I'm generally clinging onto a handbag, so I like like a cray cray person. I'm hanging on hold of my handbag, then I put my head up against the side of the glass, or you know, like maybe there's a bit that's jutting out, and then I'm just gone, and then I've missed my stop. A couple of days ago, I completely missed it. Woke up, stopped later, which was the end of the line, thank God. Otherwise, I would have ended up in like Portsmouth had I been on a different train. And then I've had to go back and get my car. But I just feel like you either want to sleep. So some of these keynotes are like, oh, I don't need to sleep. I just have 5 hours sleep a night. I mean, I need more sleep. I'm not going to lie.
So you're going to get in at any opportunity.
Yeah, anytime I'm just sitting down. How many hours sleep do you get a night?
Seven to eight.
Because aren't you always in bed at like 9:30?
Yeah, so I probably I'm asleep usually by 10:30, and then...
Do you watch TV in bed?
No, not really. No, we don't really. No. Occasionally.
Does James go to bed with you?
Yeah, and I get cross if he doesn't. Sometimes it's like 10:45, I'm like, James, it's 10:45 and this is getting ridiculous now. And then he's literally like, oh my God, are you joking? And then I get up like anytime, I don't know, seven-ish, I guess I get up.
Yeah. Is Gigi waking you up at 5:45 still?
No. No, don't have that. But I don't want to talk about it because you know what that's like. You say what's going on and then it comes to bite you in the ass. So I won't be talking about that. But no, I'm not being woken up by any children anymore, which is a nice feeling. Yeah, it is a nice feeling. So what's going on your end? Have you got Kit into a preschool yet?
Oh my God. Well, you know, I'm feeling quite smug today because after 6 long weeks of having all of the forms that I needed to fill in just sitting in my inbox, the forms have finally been filled out.
Oh, wow.
Not by me.
Oh.
I delegated them to Dozza. It was just never going to happen. I got to a point where I was like, am I ever going to do this? Because every day that went by, I was like, I must do those forms today. So I just said to Dozza yesterday, I was just like, please, can you do them for me? And he's done them. So they're done.
Great.
So yes, he has got preseschool. He starts on the 6th of September.
Oh, that's... And does Luna start school the same day?
I think a week later, I think, which is nice because we'll be able to do some stuff together in that last week.
That's
I think she
so
starts
nice.
On the 12th.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, what's going on with you? Kids all good?
Yeah, kids all good. Axe will obviously be going into year one, but Gigi's going to start a new preschool as well. Because
how many days
basically,
a week?
So she'll go 4 days a week. And then from, I don't know, probably I'll see how she goes and then maybe I'll put her in 5. Because I did that with Axel and I think it was a great way to prepare them for school. Not that she's going to school anytime soon, but you know. But yeah, so basically I didn't like the nursery that she was at, but I just didn't want to have to drive in the opposite direction to dropping Axel to school anymore, because sometimes that's just a pain, isn't it? It will just be easy. So that's what she's going to do.
And also with the preschool hours, that means that they can both be on the same schedule. Like I found that. I didn't want Kit to be in a day nursery because then pick up was sort of 6 o'clock and then I was having to do a 3 o'clock pick up and then a different drop off. And so they're both on, you know, school hours. And
yeah,
it just makes
and they're
it
both
so much
be
easier.
Term time as well. So then when it comes to school holidays, if they go and stay at my parents or whatever, she's not missing nursery. She'd just be going. I mean, that's what we're doing. So
there we go. It's boring school chat this send. But these things do loom large when you haven't got them sorted.
Exactly.
Anyway.
And August is probably, you know, every parent, well, most parents in the country will all be feeling this at the moment.
Yeah. Because it's summer holidays nearly over, George.
Yeah, exactly. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Yes!
No, it's been lovely, but woohoo! Anyway, let's get into the chat today. We recorded this conversation a couple of weeks back, and it is a really beautiful, poignant conversation with somebody who we all know, who's been in the media for a very long time and who's had, I'd say, quite a tricky time in the spotlight. She was on The X Factor, and she's been very public with things that took place during that period. What we really love about this amazing lady is that she went off, rebranded herself, retrained. You know, she's starting a new project in September away from singing, but it has taken her quite a long time to kind of find herself again. And yeah, she's definitely going through it. She's definitely a fighter. So
definitely.
Let's get into this. Who are we chatting to today?
Today we are chatting to Katie Wasell.
Pinch me moment, because this is a lady that we've wanted to get on the podcast for a long time. She burst onto our screens in 2010, appearing on The X Factor. She is mum to Hudson, who's just turned 3. When I asked her what she was doing with herself now, she said, "I'm an everything person." So here we go. Starting law school in September, a women's fitness specialist, which all came about postpartum. Today we are chatting, and I hope I get her surname right, to the wonderful Katie Wasell. Is that right? Did I say it right?
Yeah! Katie. You know, you can't help but say it like that. Katie Wasell.
I know. That, to be fair, that is how I introduce everyone. I'm like, Georgia Dayton. And we go, woo!
Katie, for those of those listeners who don't know what you're up to right now, tell us a little bit about what your life has been like since The X Factor.
Wow. Well, as you so graciously introduced me with this everything title, in terms of my day to day, I am still focusing very much so on women's fitness, rehabilitation, postpartum, and helping guiding postpartum, I guess pre-baby women, through their journey of rediscovering themselves. And then alongside that, starting law school next month, which is really cool and exciting. I do feel like Elle Woods or Erin Brockovich, either or.
Both amazing kick-ass women. Yeah,
they are brilliant, right? So that's what keeps me busy on top of the fact of being Hudson's mummy.
Yes.
So that takes most of my time.
Yeah, right. You've got a 3-year-old. We understand what that feels like. Katie, just take us back to the time that you left X Factor and started on your new path, I guess, with in terms of, you know, not necessarily doing the singing so much anymore. I don't know if you were actually still doing it, and kind of the moment that you found out you were pregnant with your partner and your ex-partner, sorry, and just kind of talk us through all of that. Because there's a bit of a hole for us. Like, we don't know what happened to you then.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I guess post that show, I just went through, and I still believe that I am still going through a healing process. And that rediscovery of myself emotionally, mentally, physically, and navigating my way. I went to the United States. It's where my heart's always been. I was in the United States prior to being on the show. And so I was really intent on going back there. Almost it's like when you're a kid yourself and you're like, oh, you know, if you've had a rubbish day at school, all you want to do is go in, kick your shoes off, open a packet of crisps and go and hide in your bedroom and just be like, oh, I don't know what just happened. But it was a sense of home. So I spent a lot of time in America, and I it breaks my heart, but I didn't really do so much with music afterwards per se, but I enjoyed kind of tiptoeing or dipping my toe into the, PR world, the media world, and which again, I found quite difficult. So instead of looking outwards, I looked inwards and I took a big deep breath and thought, I have to just take this one step at a time. Yeah. And through that, I discovered my love and passion for health, fitness and wellness. And I was then in New York at the time. It's where I met my son's father. And it's funny because when you said partner and then corrected yourself as his ex-partner. And,
yeah.
No, I'm touching on this because it's brilliant. He'll always be my partner. You know, yeah. It doesn't matter whether like we're in a relationship or not, we'll always be in a relationship. So, I think that's a lovely mindset to have, you know, yeah. We both created like the most awesome human being. So, we're in a great place as well, which I'm confident to say too. So yeah, I fell in love with that rediscovery and couldn't wait to be able to be of service to those that were at the beginning of their journey with that, and all in any capacity. So I did my studies. I studied at the National Academy of Sports Medicine. How we found out I was pregnant was actually, I call it by happenstance. It wasn't an accident. You know, these things happen because they're supposed to happen, you know. I didn't think that I could have kids, actually. So, but we were in a solid relationship and I found out that I was pregnant and we were so over the moon and I was like, ah, this is great. And then fast forward to how I then landed back in London, it just unfolded itself as that, you know, as two grown-ups, I guess it just wasn't meant to be at that time. And I look at it quite philosophically as the bigger the problem, the greater the blessing, because we're now here and it's given my son the opportunity to, you know, I hope like flourish at ease without any conflict around him or anything else like that. And, you know, lockdown was running around in fields in the countryside and not stuck in Brooklyn. Like Brooklyn's amazing. So yeah, I moved back to the UK when Hudson was 4 months old.
On your own?
I don't know how I did it. On my own. Yep. I flew over with a dog, a 4 month old, 4 suitcases and 2 full boobs. And I was like, yeah. Oh my God, how am I going to get through this? And then I landed here. So it's a lot, right? I recertified when I was here in the UK. I guess it's like when you buy a car seat, you can't buy a car seat from abroad and ship it over. So I had to do my my recertifications in the fitness sector. And I did that. So I had Hudson on one boob and my dog at my feet and my laptop open. And I'm like, I'm going to do this. And then I built my personal training studio and my online platform all by myself. Pat on the back.
No, well done. Wow. That's amazing.
There's actually so many questions.
Yeah.
From everything you've just said. But just before we get into how, you know, where you are now and your relationship and your baby or toddler, what was the reason why you thought you couldn't have children? Because you just mentioned that briefly.
That's a really good question. And again, in full transparency, you know, I'm sure there are a couple of times where like it should have happened, you know, it's just okie dokie. But I was married before and before I'd met Hudson's dad. And again, like we weren't planning for a child or anything, but we were together for some time and it just never happened. And then again, the bigger the problem, the greater the blessing, because it's led me to this very moment right now with Hudson. And I think that also my intuition just was telling me something, you know. I don't know if it was because it was telling me it wasn't the right time or if it was saying Hudson's on his way, you just got to hold out for a few more years. I don't know. But yeah, I just didn't think that I could.
So it wasn't a potentially maybe like a medical investigation, something that you'd been through that you were like told, you know, you're either infertile or X, Y, and Z was going on. It was just more about you feeling that it should have happened on a couple of occasions and it didn't. And you had a feeling around it.
Right. I was never like technically medically diagnosed with infertility, anything like to do with infertility. However, I'd always, I guess, from a hormonal standpoint, just been a little bit more testosterone heavy, you know, to suffer with like cysts on ovaries, like rubbishy periods,
right.
Like, you know, real bad PMS. Like, I don't mind talking about any of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just with all of that combined, with such a passion for learning about the body, and because health and fitness, you know, it isn't just about like, it isn't just about, it's not really about Instagram pictures. It's about your optimal health and wellness levels. And it's very sciencey. So I kind of put the two together. I think if I hadn't have fallen pregnant with Hudson, then I probably would have looked into it.
Right.
For sure. Yeah, and kind of gone down that road. But then magically the little seed just appeared and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that is an incredible moment, isn't it? And I guess when you said you were in a really happy, healthy relationship at the time, and that you guys were overjoyed. What was your pregnancy like? Lots of women say they have the most amazing time. Other women sit on the other side of the coin and are like, I don't want to be pregnant. I'm not enjoying it. I mean, I want to be pregnant. I'm just not having a good time whilst I am pregnant. Yeah.
Right. It's funny. That takes me, there's two points on this. One is I found it really bizarre to, I don't know if you felt this, but like all you would see are these cartoons of what you think's happening in you. And I was like, but wait, what does the baby actually look like? You know, is it really there? Like and then my belly would get bigger and bigger. And I don't know. It's just bizarre that they can grow in you like that. That was amazing. But so kind of that connection, I'd always talk to my belly and I call it my down south. I'd be like, all right, you know, how you doing down there today? And then also I remember my down south.
My down south.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's real down south now. gosh. And then the second one is when I did my prenatal yoga class, and everyone would go around this room and they'd be like, hi, my name's so-and-so and I'm so-and-so weeks pregnant and this is wonderful. Just get a small headache. And I'm like, meanwhile, I'm Katie Wastel. I am 30 weeks pregnant. I feel like I'm sitting on a melon. This is BS. I don't know about you, but I always feel like I'm going to crack my pants. And then the hands would go up, be like, can I say my piece again? And I'm like, yes, there you go. Go on, just say it how it is. And then also I did have, by the end, towards the end, just some ups and downs with his dad. So it was that instability, and I was nervous about what I was doing because when I had Hudson, I was single.
Oh, so you separated before you gave birth?
Yes. So, I've said this publicly before, but yeah, Hudson's dad decided to leave when I was 8 months pregnant. But that's okay because now I know how to build prams in my sleep and put in car seats and stuff. And I built the nursery. And it was perhaps like a good distraction. I know I'm sounding super positive, but that is what it was. But he was there at the birth. The birth.
Yeah. Good experience.
So weird. Yeah. It's just, oh my God. I actually had a really bad afterbirth. So Hudson, I pushed out I was in labor for 2 days, but I pushed him out maybe in like 15 minutes. I watched a few YouTube videos and
taking notes.
And then, yeah, I know, right. But then afterwards, they forgot to take out the catheter because I'd had an epidural. And let me tell you, that was the worst pain of my life. That was worse than any part of that whatsoever. Yeah. And then I'm being really graphic here. I'm exposing myself. I'm sorry. But yeah, this childbirth can be like that sometimes.
Yeah, no, of course. Absolutely. This is the podcast to do it on because we're talking
exactly.
around.
Yes. Right. This is
you're in a safe space.
Right. And then, and then I had an episiotomy.
I know. Yeah.
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 Oh, real big one. I'm just like, wow. And and after that, well, I sat on a donut for like 2 weeks afterwards.
Oh yeah, we love the donut. We always recommend that to our other parenting mates. We're like, go get yourself a donut if anything.
You just got to sit on the donut.
You have to, absolutely.
Because that first sitting on the loo, you don't really explain pain like it. I mean, you've been through labour, but it sort of goes up through you up here. I felt, I was like, it was sore everywhere from sort of here to here.
Yeah. It's so scary.
Yeah.
The biggest piece of advice I can give to anybody is don't look down.
Yeah, don't look down.
Just don't look.
Don't look south. Don't look south.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What were those early weeks like for you? I mean, you said you'd separated from your partner, but was he there like in those early weeks for you so you could recover, or were you very much on your own?
He stayed for a week, and then my mum came out for a week, and then I was in an apartment with a dog and a baby. So I was a huge fan of the baby carrier. I wish that they had baby, I'm sure they do have baby carriers for like 3-year-olds, but still, you know.
They do. I think they do.
Really?
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's so funny. Like my right arm is, when I say smaller, there is less body fat on my right arm than there is on my left. My right arm's smaller than my left arm from carrying him with my right arm.
Wow.
Life was, it was tough. They don't come with a manual, as you know. Hudson was breastfeeding. He had a bit of reflux. And so when he threw up the breast milk, like I didn't have any spare. Well, yeah. It was just like, oh my goodness. But another piece of advice is it's okay for like mums or dads, you know, whomever to have a timeout too. This is what I've been implementing with Hudson recently is if he's getting a bit emotional or worked up about something, and I'll do my absolute utmost to sit and listen and to guide and advise. But you know, sometimes when it's just a bit too much and you just need to just be like, okay, mummy's going on a timeout for 2 seconds, and I'll either step into, obviously I can see him, but I'll step either into the garden or into the kitchen and I'll just take a deep breath and then go back in. And by that time I've come back in, he's calmed down. Because I think sometimes as one can like exasperate the situation more, even though it's not our intention to, by being like, what's wrong? What can I do? What can I help with? What do you need? And sometimes they just need to let it out because they're little human beings too. So yeah. I'd say mum and dad need a time out. And the same went for when he was a newborn. Like I was so afraid to not be by his side in case, because I just didn't know. And I just felt and still feel like in a constant state of jet lag. Just jet lag.
Yeah, we hear you. It's a lot, and you don't have anybody, you know. George and I have got Judgy James and Dozza to kind of say, right, take the kids, we need a time out. And being a single parent must be incredibly hard in that space, because there isn't anybody to say, hang on a minute, can you just take this while I go and have a bath.
I'm not feeling it today.
Yeah, you can parent. What do you think is the hardest part for you? I guess it'd be great to hear the kind of the sort of the real lows and then the big highs of doing it by yourself.
The hardest part, it depends on what stage, I guess. But I think that the hardest part of that is exactly what you were touching upon, is that you don't have somebody just to tag team with and say, okay, give me a couple minutes. It doesn't necessarily mean it's impossible, because there's ways around it. But when you're a first time mum and a single mum, or, you know, first time dad, if people are choosing to adopt or use surrogates and whatnot, it's like, you think you know, but really no one can prepare.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, the hardest part is doing it on my own. And it is lonely, because even when the baby would sleep, it's just like your downtime is, you're not, it, like, how do I say it? It's not like, oh yeah, you can't wait to throw on like a nice outfit and go out somewhere, you know, especially in the newborn stage. So it's lonely.
I mean, I guess financially, you know, you're on your own in the UK. Is Hudson's dad in the UK or is he still in the US?
Hudson's dad's in the US. He's in New York, yeah.
So do you feel like the burden financially, because, you know, kids are not like kids aren't cheap.
Kids are not cheap. No, we work very well together in ensuring like Hudson doesn't want or need for anything. You know, I especially am the type of person, you know, that I would do paper rounds. I don't care. Like if you want to give me a fiver for washing your car, I'll do it. And yeah. Again, I think that that's something that, even if one is never really normally like that, when you're a parent and you have that a responsibility, like you have the ability to move a vehicle with your own strength. So I would never, I would never leave Hudson in a position where he would need anything. He gets it first and then I'll get the hand-me-downs, you know?
And without obviously going into any of the details, you've obviously been really public about your sort of time post the X Factor and what that did. In fact, you put a post up at the end of May, kind of, it was the most poignant, beautiful thing I've seen, wearing the same outfit kind of over a decade later singing. And I want to talk to you about the drive that you might have now as a mother raising a boy to be able to get it right for that next generation because of your own personal experience and what you went through during that period in your life. Do you think you have an added driver?
Right. You know, it gives me goosebumps. That I know the exact thing that you're talking about because I was wearing the dress that I wore when I sang Help. I was at my parents' house, they were cleaning out their garage and there was like a couple of old battered suitcases of mine in there from obviously like however long ago. And I opened it up and out spilled like those eyelashes that I wore at Judges and the parasol. I think I've actually got it all like within arm's distance. I say this with a smile because I like to try my best to move forward. However, you know, a big learning curve for me is to tell myself like it's okay to feel what you feel about some things. But back to your point, it was a reminder of what I would not want Hudson to go through, or anybody at does that matter to go through. And so, yes, I am who I am today because of my experiences that have happened, you know, all throughout my lifetime. That goes before that show, during and after. And one of my main goals in life, I guess, is to take that experience and make something great of it for a greater purpose and a selfless purpose. So when it comes to Hudson, he is the absolute like rocket blaster that kick up the backside on days where I feel like I don't want to deal with this today, that I look at him and I'm like, I do not want him to grow up thinking that that's okay. No, you're passionate about something, you fight for something. Like my mum's going to make a big change in this world and I'm really proud of her. And I think it is so imperative. And like I was saying before, especially in this day and age now where the people are transparent, like there's no place to hide anymore. Look at social media. People's voices are heard and rightly so. I think that it's important for the current laws and legislations to be modernized to coincide with that, which is what I'm working towards and why I've decided to start law school in September, because I'm really passionate and dedicated to ensuring that those changes happen by the time the next generation comes into play and deciding whatever it is that they want to do and be. And it doesn't just go for the music industry, it goes for all industries, but heavily focused on the creative industries because that's the one that is often either overlooked or people have a preconceived idea of. I'm also working as part of a bigger committee put in place by the government, working with heads of departments of everything from music, film, fashion, both talent and then behind the scenes, as this bigger initiative to really kickstart a widespread campaign on safeguarding, yes. How to report, where to report. So I'm really, really excited that A, Hudson gets to watch that process and be part of it, because nothing would make me happier than to make him proud. But then to actually have protected, like, or at least done my part to protect, you know, who I can. Yeah.
So.
And I feel like you really are at a place, forgive me, hopefully I can get this right, where you are completely and utterly okay with that, where you are now being Katie Hudson's mum, and you have, you know, hopefully left the demons, because that post, it was only a few months ago, and you used the word ghost, and it made it like sent a shiver through me, because I thought the way that I've seen you and the way that George has seen you on social media, like the most amazing mum, the most incredible businesswoman starting your business, you really kind of stood on your own two feet when actually it could have dragged you down and eaten you up forever.
Say, yeah.
So I hope you feel that and believe that.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's, I'm really grateful for that. And it's nice to be seen, and it's nice to be seen as me and not what perhaps, you know, a different story may lead you to think I could be. But it's lovely to hear that it's being seen and noted, and and I appreciate it. And yeah, like you said, Hudson is that rocket boost, man. Like, he's the absolute best. He's challenging because he's like me sometimes, but I do say he'll walk into a room like his dad, you know, like all shy and like, oh, I'm just gonna suss it out, and he'll leave a room like his mum, just high-fiving everyone, being like, yo, we're gonna get together next week, this is awesome. But yeah, he really is just fantastic.
Amazing. And what about sort of plans? I know I'm saying plans for the future. You've got loads going on in the future. You've got just about everything happening, learning, campaigning, all sorts, being a mum. Do you want a date? Would you want to meet somebody, have more children, or is that just not in your plans at all?
I would love to date. I would. I want to smooch, you know. Yeah. I want to make out with someone. Yeah. I want somebody to, like, you know, see my 10-inch nipples and not judge them. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. I think this is a blessing and a curse of me and who I am, is that I think because I'm at a point of such contentment that in terms of I am sure of who I am, you know, and proud of who I am as a mother as well, that anyone that would come in would just be an additional blessing. But I'm not looking for someone to complete me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
But I still want to go. Yeah. I just want to go smooch though, for sure.
Right. Any single dads listening? Any single dads listening to the podcast? Smooching Katie. Let's
yeah,
do it.
Exactly. Kissing Katie.
Katie, what does your tattoo say?
This one says, "Have faith, let it be." Oh, they all, I mean, I could be here all day and tell you all the stories behind all of them. However, I'm going to shock you. If I could walk through one machine right now to zap them all off, I would.
Really?
Wow.
I know. Not because I don't like them. I think because I've just like gone through this metamorphosis, you know, it's just like that shedding of the old and into this new. I would, but no, they've got some great stories to them. It's funny, people have asked me recently, would I get Hudson's name tattooed on me?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't need to, because he's forever stuck with me for the rest of his life.
Exactly.
Actually, for the rest of mine.
He's tattooed on your heart anyway. He's not going anywhere, so that's good.
Yeah.
Katie, just before we go, is there anything else you wanted to kind of discuss or promote, or anything that's coming up that we should look out for?
Oh, man, just... being a mum to a boy is awesome. So if anyone else is out there that's son likes to just whip his pants down and pee in the garden, Oh, really?
Oh, he did it at Chessington World Adventures the other day, but he didn't wait till we got to the loo. He let us turn our backs. He whipped his pants and shorts down and just peed in a massive puddle. And because we were at Chessington, like the crowd, we all just loved it. It was like the right crowd, and everyone was like, "Yay!" I was like, "Oh God, I'm slightly embarrassed, but okay, yes."
I get it.
Wow, I just am like, good for you. He's like, "Wait, this is brilliant."
Yeah, a bushwhacker, then we call it.
I love it. I just, oh God, that little bum. I just want to eat his bum. Music wise, just, you know, if anyone's curious, I write little songs for Hudson and the people that he has a crush on and stuff. So music will forever like be in my bones. You know, you could take the girl out of music, but you can't take music out of the girl. So it's a nice sentiment.
Lovely note to end on. Thank you, Katie. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
It's been absolutely delightful chatting to you, and let's definitely stay in touch, sending all the love.
I'd love that.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Love her.
Oh, you know what? So many people who have, you know, who've been through that or in that situation would have crumbled.
Yeah.
And she is so positive. She almost turns every negative into a positive. And she did say that, didn't she? She said, you know, I might sound like I'm being really positive, but I guess that's just the way that she has to be. She has to put a positive spin on everything because... Yeah, and I guess that is probably what has stopped her from crumbling and has, you know, made her come out stronger from a really bad situation. Not just one bad situation, many bad situations.
Yeah. And an amazing mum, dealing with all of that on her own as well.
Exactly.
Just being super strong for Hudson and figuring it all out for him, I guess, and giving him a brighter future by trying to change the laws and re-educate people and, you know, protect that next generation so they don't have to go through the same things that she went through. Really, really, really wonderful. I love her, and I'm really glad that we've had her on because she's somebody that we have been wanting to have that conversation with. And I think for me, I really resonated with lots of the things that she was saying because, you know, I was at an establishment in my 20s where I was, you know, on telly all the time, you know, hosting shows for them, and then suddenly it went away. And for one reason or the other, it didn't work out the way that everybody thought it was going to work out for me at that period 10 years ago. And it really broke me. It was really, really, really difficult for me because, you know, I had this tag of being where I was, and then suddenly I wasn't TV presenting any longer. And it was like, well, hang on, that's all I've known. That's all. Same with her. You know, she was on the X Factor doing big things, and then suddenly that was all gone. And then who are you after that?
Yeah.
You know, it takes a really, really strong person to come out and be like, okay, that was then, this is now, and figuring out who you are, what you love, and like what you really want to do with your life, but leave that label behind.
Yeah, rebuild yourself.
You have to rebuild yourself. You absolutely do. So yeah, hats off to her. I'm really glad we had that conversation.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I mean, it's a conversation that we definitely needed to have. And I just think we're so lucky to have these chats and to be in a place where we're providing a platform for people who are looking to change things. I'm so grateful that we have this platform for that.
And me. Right, that's it for this week's podcast. As always, we would love you to rate, review, subscribe and follow the podcast if you can. Plus, leave us a little review, would be marvellous.
Yeah, please do. And any feedback on any of our guests or anyone else you'd like to see, then please do drop us a DM. We're on at Made by Mamas or on Zoe's own channel at Zoe Hardman. And we will be back on Friday.
Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the wonderful Imogen Hart.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.